practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather together with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians in a good, solid Bible-believing church. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid Bible-believing church today. Let's begin the program with a song that you may not know too well, but I'll tell you, it really tells a great story, and that's a song entitled, But for the Blood. And, of course, we realize that that song speaks of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ who came into the world nearly 2,000 years ago and went to the cross. And on that cross, he suffered and bled and died. And then, of course, on the third day, he arose again triumphantly to give eternal life to all who call upon the name of the Lord. And, you know, Jesus had to die for the sins of the world because he was the perfect Savior. Had he not died, there would be no salvation. You and I could not save ourselves. But he also had to shed his blood because, you see, it's through the shedding of blood comes the remission of sin. Over in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, it says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And so had Christ not died, well, then of course we would not have salvation. And had Christ not shed his blood, there would not be the forgiveness of sin. And of course, had he not risen again from the grave on the third day, there would be no eternal life. And so how we can thank the Lord for his sacrificial work for us on the cross. Well, it is a joy to be gathered together with you around the radio this morning, and I trust that you are going to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. Don't forsake the church. I was just reading an article the other day that said in the last several generations, almost 50% of the people who used to attend church do not go any longer. And of course, during the time of the COVID, many people left the church and never did come back. If that's you, I want to ask you, why have you left the church? And I'm certain that you could give a reason, or maybe I should say an excuse. But the Bible tells us very clearly in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, once again, we turn to the book of Hebrews. In fact, I would encourage you to take your copy of God's Word and read it with me. Hebrews chapter 10, I want you to see it if you can, and that is one of the ways to put some authority to it. But Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." You see, there is no such a thing as a Christian living an independent life apart from the local church in God's program, in God's plan. God wants us to be gathered together at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church that we might encourage one another and that we might build each other up in the faith and that we might worship the Lord with other believers. And we are to do it more and more, not less and less, as we see the day of the second coming of Jesus Christ approaching. So go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. If you don't have one to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And this morning, we will be having Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then this evening, our service will be at 6 o'clock. And because it is the first Sunday of the month, we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. That is, we will be taking communion. And, you know, if you're a Christian and you've gotten away from the church, well, maybe tonight would be a good time for you to drop by the Faith Baptist Church and visit us as we fellowship around the Lord's table to remind us what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. That'll be this evening at 6 o'clock. And then in the midweek, we always have a midweek service on Wednesday. 6:30 in the evening is for the children and youth. And then at 7 o'clock is prayer meeting and Bible study. And it's always a great time of fellowship. So if we could never serve you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We are here to help you in your walk with the Lord. And if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. Don't delay that. Don't put it off, but make certain that you are saved. In fact, I ask you, are you saved? And remember that to be saved simply means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, the Word of God says, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." Examine yourself. Make certain that you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And if you have not, do so today by simply doing as Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "Call upon the name of the Lord, and he will save you." That verse simply says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I pray that you'll do that today. Let us pray. Father, I do thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio today with thousands of people throughout central Pennsylvania and beyond. I pray, Lord, that you'll lead every step of the way of this program and that you will use it for your glory, that through this program the lost will come to Christ, the believer will be built up in the faith, but above all, you'll be glorified. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's an instrumental. The song is "The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Old Testament book of Micah. Micah chapter 7, and I would like to read with you verses 18 and 19. Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19, where the Word of God says, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. And now before I deliver a message simply entitled Repentance, let's listen to a song that I'm not certain that you know. I don't know it very well, but I do like it, and I like its message. It's simply entitled, "Heaven's My Home."
I can still recall the day when Jesus saved my soul. when His blessed Holy Spirit came and took control. I trusted in His precious blood, my sin to atone, and I started singing, heaven's my home, heaven's my home, and I'm going there to lay down these burdens that I've had to bear. I'm going higher, His glory to share, for heaven's my to Him who died on Calvary. Jesus gave His life a ransom that we could be free. O sinner, come to Him today, for Jesus alone can give you assurance. Heaven's your home, heaven's my home.
That reminds me of another song that says, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue." And of course, that somewhere is heaven. And I trust that this morning you can say that you are going to heaven through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've trusted Him as your Savior, He's forgiven you of your sin, and you have eternal life. Well, today I want us to talk about the word repentance. And you know, this is a word that many years ago was spoken of a lot over the pulpits of our churches across the nation and around the world, but it's a word that you don't often hear of, particularly in American churches today. I travel around the world a lot through missions ministry, and I'll be honest with you, I've heard a lot of preachers in third world nations preach about repentance over and over again from their pulpits, but you don't hear that too often over the pulpits of the United States of America. And yet, it's a very significant word biblically as it relates to our relationship with the Lord. Now, the word repentance or repent simply means to turn an about face. In other words, it involves the idea of going one way and then completely turning around 180 degrees to go another way. You can picture that in your mind. And spiritually, it basically means to be going the way of sin and turning around to go the way of the Lord. The interesting thing as we study the Word of God is that repentance applies both to the unsaved as well as to the saved. Many times we don't think about that, but it does. It applies both to the unsaved as well as to the saved. First of all, let's look at repentance as it relates to the unsaved. And for this, we turn to Acts chapter 2. Now, keep in mind, in Acts chapter 2, Peter and the other disciples, apostles, were preaching the Word of God. And, of course, in Acts chapter 2, we have the record of the foundation, the formation, the birth of the church. But after Peter preached the Word of God, and he preached a strong message from the Word of God, people were convicted. Notice, if you would please, Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, it says, "Now when they heard this," that's talking about the crowd, the people that were there in Jerusalem to hear Peter's message. It says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart," that is, they were convicted, "and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" You see, Peter preached a message. He preached a strong message. And in that message, he said, as it is brought out in verse 21, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And this message actually convicted the people that were there. And so they said to Peter and the rest of the disciples, "What should we do? What must we do? What can we do?" But look at verse 38 of Acts 2. It says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." You see, the word repent is there. And what Peter and the other apostles were saying to the group there that day is that if you want to have salvation, then you need to turn from your sin and turn to the Lord. And so you see, for the unsaved, repentance really means to make an about face from sin to Christ, from the sin of unbelief to belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever done that? You were going down the road of sin and self and selfishness and the way of the world, and you realized that you were a sinner and Jesus Christ is the Savior, and so you turn from your sin unto the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you. If you haven't done that, do that today, because repentance for the unsaved means to make an about face from sin to Christ, from the sin of unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ. Of course, he goes on there in verse 38 and says, "Be baptized." Now, baptism does not save a person. It does not contribute to one's salvation. But the fact of the matter is, when a person does repent and trust Christ as Savior, then baptism is the outward expression of that. And so if you have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, it's important to be baptized in order to identify with Jesus Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. So repentance for the unsaved means to make an about face from sin to Christ, that is, from the sin of unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But then repentance also relates to the saved. And you can see this throughout the Word of God. But one clear place that you can see this is in the book of the Revelation, particularly chapters 2 and 3, where the Lord Jesus is speaking to the church. And over again in those two chapters, he speaks of the concept of repentance. For instance, look at Revelation chapter 2, and we won't have the time to read the first 7 verses, but in that chapter, the Lord Jesus is speaking to the church at Ephesus. They were a good church, but they had a problem. Notice beginning with verse 2, Jesus said, "I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted." In other words, they were going about all sorts of good church activities. They were involved in churchianity, as I often say. But notice verse 4 of Revelation 2. Jesus said to them, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." They made a decision to walk away from their solid love relationship with Jesus Christ. They were actively involved in ministry, but they were not really loving the Lord as they should. And so in verse 5 of Revelation 2, Jesus says, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Twice in that particular verse, Jesus says, "Repent." Now, you see, many people are in the same category as those in the church of Ephesus. They know the Lord, but they've walked away from their love for the Lord. And because of that, oh, they may be involved with church activities and so forth, but walking away from their love for the Lord will lead down to a sinful pathway. And there are many Christians today who are living in sin. And so you see, repentance for the saved means to confess the sin that the individual might have, or the sins that that person might have, and turn totally from that sin to the Lord for forgiveness and restoration back into the will of God. And, you know, that is a message that many Christians need to hear today. They're going the way of sin. They know Jesus Christ. They've been saved. They know it. But they've allowed sin to come into their life, whatever that sin is. They need to repent and turn back to the Lord before chastisement comes. Notice, if you would, please, again, verse 5 of Revelation chapter 2, where Jesus says, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, that is, get right with me, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Jesus was saying to the church of Ephesus, if you don't repent, I'm going to chasten you by taking away your testimony. And you know something? There are many Christians today who are under the chastisement of the Lord simply because of the fact that they've allowed sin to come into their lives. They've chosen to sin rather than to love the Lord and follow Him. And they're living in disobedience to the Lord and chastisement. And so if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, repent. Turn from your sin. Make an about-face to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you're a Christian and you're living in sin, turn from that sin and back to the Lord. Build that relationship with the Lord for total forgiveness and restoration back into the will of God. Repentance, a very significant but forgotten word these days. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. I trust that you'll go to church today. Visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church if you don't have any other church to attend. But have a great day in the Lord, and until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.